Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Radio. Praise God, hallelujah. MCI Ministry Radio. Welcome, everyone. We thank and praise God on this morning. Amen. When the praises go up, come on, hallelujah, and the blessings come down. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Good morning to you, and thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to come into your homes, wherever you may be, in your car, it does not matter. I thank and praise God for this day. This is the day that He has made. He said, let us rejoice and be glad in it, praise God. So we thank and praise God on this day. Now, let us get started this morning, praise God. We know, amen, the time goes fast, praise God. So I'm going to pray and I'm going to trust God and I'm going to ask God to bless you and myself. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just come magnifying your holy name because we know that you are God all by yourself, oh God. And Father God, you see and you know all things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So Father God, even now, Lord God, as I sit before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking, Father God, that you endow me with the power of the Holy Ghost, God, that give me wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God, that only you can give on today, Father God. I pray that the anointing, yes, God, that breaks yokes, God, will break every yoke, yes, Holy Spirit, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Anything that we are wrestling with, God, everything that we are battling with, God, in the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, from this day forward, God, I pray that the anointing will break the yoke right now, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we say thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do today, what you're going to say today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, let nothing or anything interrupt, God, your broadcast on today, Father God. As I deliver your word, Father God, let it come forth with clarity, God. Yes, God, simplicity, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that even a child may understand, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you and we glorify your holy name. These things we pray, God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Today, I want to talk to us today, praise God, about faith under fire. Yes, Holy Spirit, faith under fire, y'all. Come on, hallelujah. When our faith is under fire, glory to God, glory to God. We thank God for the song, amen. But we're going to talk about faith under fire, y'all. Come on, let's go to Genesis. Come on, let's go with me this morning, praise God, to Genesis, the 37th chapter. I'm going to start at verse number 1 through 11, and I am praying, glory to God, that we all get something out of this. Amen. Praise God. Faith under fire. Come on, let's go with the Lord. Amen. This morning. The Bible says, amen, and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. Are the generation of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the son of Bilhah, and with the son of Zilpah, his father's wife. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Come on, let's go with me now. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him. Come on, somebody. They hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. He said, for behold, we were binding sheaves. Everybody know, praise God, if you is from the country or something like that, they was binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaves arose. It raised up, amen. And also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood around about and made offense to mine. They bowed to him. And his brother said unto him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams. I want y'all to hear me today. And for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance unto me. They bowed to me, and he told it to his father and his brethren, and the father rebuked him. Come on, somebody. His father rebuked him for the dream that he had. And said unto him, what is the dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brother indeed come and bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him. Come on, somebody. But his father observed the saying. So here, Joseph was the favorite, proven by the coat that he wore around from his father. His father, even though Jacob had all these children, but Joseph was one of the favorites, amen, praise God. His brothers hated him, amen, praise God. He didn't make matters any better by telling him of the dream that he had. Oh, come on, somebody, have you ever spoke too early about a dream that you had and the envy and the jealousy came up, praise God, hallelujah, through your friends or your family or you want it better for yourselves and you begin to tell them, praise God, what you want and then jealousy begins to rise up, praise God. But Joseph had a dream and a lot of times, amen, we have to keep our dreams to ourselves because let me say this to you, praise God, sometimes we speak so quickly that our faith be under fire. Come on, somebody. Y'all better talk to me today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hear a lower story. Praise God. If you had such a dream or of your brothers bowing down to you, sometimes you have to keep things to yourself. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we just speak too quickly and we get so excited about what God shows us and what God is doing in our lives that we begin to tell relatives, we begin to tell our friends, we begin to tell them, just like you buying a new car and you're going to tell somebody, praise God, before you even get the car, I'm going to the car lot and I'm going to get a car, praise God, and then the next one, praise God, you turn around and you think they're with you, praise God, but they're not because they have a little envy and jealousy within their hearts and you have to understand, praise God, hallelujah, everything is not to be shared, but some things are to keep to yourself. Amen. Sometimes we just talk too much. Come on, y'all. Y'all come with me this morning. Praise God. Joseph was under fire because he revealed the revelation that God had given him through the dream. Here, Joseph is so now because here he's under fire now. But how many know, praise God, that God has a plan for you, praise God. When I begin to look at the word of the Lord and begin to study, praise God, God has a plan because the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, this is the New King James Version. He said, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then I said, okay, God, I hear what you're saying. You're going to give us hope and hope for our future. You don't want to harm us. And then the Holy Spirit said, now take a look at the King James Version. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you today. I know what I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you a future and a hope, praise God. And when I begin to look at it, declaring, amen, God says, praise God, that he declares this to us. And I begin to look at it, he says, to announce and to state firmly, praise God, to announce publicly and officially. So God is announcing to you today through the voice that I have, praise God, that he has a plan for you, praise God. He's going to announce it publicly and officially for you, praise God, hallelujah. But how many know, praise God, hallelujah, that Joseph had to go through what he had to go through in order to be who God wanted him to be? So his faith was under fire. Somebody say, faith under fire. My God, I give you glory. So Joseph is sold into slavery by his jealous brothers. Now this is his brothers, y'all. Come on, let's give God the glory. His own brothers, amen, praise God, hallelujah, going to sell him into slavery. Listen to this, Genesis 37, 12 through 28. He said, and his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. Praise God, help me, y'all. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send you unto them. And he said to him, here am I. Now his father is speaking to him. He's telling him what to do. And he said unto him, go, I pray you, see whether it is well with thy brethren. His brothers, glory to God, the Bible says, and well with the flocks. He wanted to make sure that his brothers are okay. So he sends Joseph, the baby brother, out there, praise God, and bring me word again, his father's saying. So he sent him out of to Hebron, and he came to Shechem, and a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. Everybody knows what a field is. And the man asked him, saying, what you seeking out here? And he said, I seek my brother. I'm looking for my brother. Tell me, I pray you, where they feed the flocks. And the man said, they are departed from here, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when they saw him afar off, even before they came near unto them, they conspired. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that the enemy sometimes conspire? Amen. And you don't even know it. Praise God. They conspired against him to slay him. Oh, y'all better talk to me today. Praise God. And they said one to another. Now, this is brothers talking one to another. They conspired together. They speaking to one another. He said, behold, this dreamer coming. Here come the dreamer, y'all. Now, you want better for your life. I know you do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, yes, you can be a dreamer, but you got to be careful what you expose too soon. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here comes the dreamer. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him. Now, they coming together. They want to kill Joseph. Praise God. And let us cast him into the pit. And we will say, some evil, now they made up a story, some evil beasts have devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dream. Somebody say they wanted to kill his dream before they rise. Come on, somebody. And Reuben heard it, his brother heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into the pit that is in the wilderness. Put him in the pit. Now that's something. And lay no hold upon him, that he might rid him out of his hand to deliver him to his father again. They don't want him to make it back, praise God. They want to kill the dream. And it came to pass when Joseph would come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph of his coat of many colors that was upon him. And they took him and cast him into the pit. and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. Now, could you imagine, praise God, your own brethren, come on, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. There's a pit, and they're going to cast you into the pit because they see that greatness is on the inside of you, and they do not want greatness to come alive in your life. So here, they strip him of his coat of many colors. They take him and cast him in a pit, an empty pit, no water in it. And then, behold, a company of Israelites come from Gilead with the camels bearing spicery and balms and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. God, somebody say, God has a plan. God has a plan. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him. For he is our brethren and our flesh. And his brethren was content. Then there passed by a Midianite merchantman, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, when they sold him for some money, how many people in your life, praise God, that want to sell you out for a couple dollars or try to lift themselves up, praise God. The Bible says Joseph was the age of 17 at that time, the favorite of his father Jacob. Joseph had a dream, and his brother and his parents bowing down to him. Joseph's brother sells Joseph into slavery and tells Jacob that Joseph was killed by a furious animal. So here the story of Joseph's young life takes seemingly a terrible turn. From his father's favorite with the coat of many colors to becoming a slave of the Israelites. He was once favored. Now he's becoming a slave. Y'all, I'm going somewhere, y'all. To this point, it would seem like God is nowhere to be seen. Not concerned with the details of Joseph's life. Not connected to what is going on. But as we progress, we'll see a very different reality. Your faith might be under fire, but God has a plan. Oh, glory to God. You might not be going through like Joseph is going through, but whatever you're going through, God is going to bring greatness out of what you're going through. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. Joseph now is put in prison. Oh, y'all, I tell you, Joseph's journey was such a journey, praise God, and a journey, praise God, I don't think I would even want, praise God, but we all got our own journey that we have to take, and we all got our own story. We all got our own book to write, but there is something about the story that God wants me to bring forth to you that you will understand when your faith is under fire, what's going on. Somebody say, God has a plan. The Bible says, amen, Joseph is put in prison while in Egypt. Here we go. Genesis, Joseph thrives as a slave. Now, he's a slave in prison. Come on. In Genesis 39, the Bible says in verse number 1, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, the officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guards, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down there. And the Lord was with Joseph. Oh, come on, somebody. I want you to hear this. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was prosperous. He was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of the master of the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Oh, y'all better talk to me today. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him and made him overseer over the house and all that he had
he put into his hand. And it came to pass, come on, somebody say, and it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer in the house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for the sake of Joseph, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. I want you to hear this. In spite of what Joseph was going through, he got threw in the pit by his brothers. Then we got them sold into slavery. He gets put in like a prison, but God was with him the whole time. The Bible says in the midst of our affliction, God is still yet giving us favor. Because God knows what he's doing, and he knows your journey and what your journey is moving and how he's doing and how he's maneuvering in your life. Amen. Praise God. The Lord was with Joseph, constant, over and over and over. God present and plan made Joseph prosper, became overseer of Potiphar's house. Potiphar didn't even know what all he had, except that he had a meal for the day. Sometimes God will put you in a place. Oh, come on, somebody. And everywhere you go, favor be upon you. God be moving. And because he was in a house of Potiphar, the house was being blessed. Oh, y'all talk to me today. Have you ever been somewhere and it seemed like everything was stagnant? Praise God. But when you showed up, oh, come on, somebody, things begin to prosper. You might have been on a job somewhere and God sent you as an assignment on the job. And the job was not doing so well. They was not selling so much. They was not prospering so much. But God sent you to that place. And all of a sudden, glory to God, glory to God. That place began to bloom and prosper. It's like a dead place, amen, coming alive. And that's what God is trying to tell you today, praise God. No matter what fire you're going through, there's yet still favor upon your life, praise God, hallelujah. The Lord will prosper you. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, Jesus has my back in everything that I do. God's presence and plans made Joseph prosper. He became overseer of Potiphar's house. Potiphar didn't even know what he had, praise God, in the house. Praise God, Joseph. I want you to hear what Joseph had to go through. Now he's being falsely accused of Potiphar. Now he's in Potiphar's house. Here comes Potiphar's wife. Oh, come on, somebody. She sees this buffed up man, good looking man, praise God. She knows what she has, but now she likes what she say. And what the world said is like eye candy to somebody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. So then, praise God, she's looking at Joseph. She sees, amen, that he's all buffed up. He's young. He's 17 years old. Praise God. And look what happened. Joseph is falsely accused, amen, praise God, by Potiphar's wife. Listen to what I'm saying here today. Joseph is faith under fire, y'all. Faith under fire. But at the end of a thing, he's going to master some things. I want you to know where Joseph's life went, praise God. Everybody always say from the pit to the palace, but there's more to Joseph's life from the pit to the palace. There's where God's divine direction was being pushed forward in his life. No matter where you're at, your life is being pushed forward in the Lord. No matter where you might think you're at that you don't like, your life is being pushed forward. God knows where you're at. He's going to move you when he's ready to move you. Praise God. You have to go on the journey. Somebody say, I'm on a journey. I'm on a journey. I'm on a journey. I'm on a journey. And everybody's going to see at the end of the journey, God is going to move in my life. God is going to move in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here, the Bible says in Genesis 39, 7 through 9, and it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, let me lie with you. But he refused and said unto the master's wife, behold, my master would have not want is with me in this house. He don't want me to do that. and he has committed all that he has in my hand. Joseph knew what he had, praise God. His master committed everything into his hand, praise God. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against my God? Oh, come on, somebody. How many know, praise God, Hamashanda? God want to bless you, but here comes the little snake, the woman in the house, praise God. Now she's making eyes at Joseph. She wants him to break covenant with God so he can mess up his great destiny. How many know, praise God, there is some small things that we can do that we can mess up our destiny with God? No, I'm not. He said, God gave me everything, but you are off limits to me, praise God. I will not do this wicked thing before my God. I will not bow to you, praise God, Hamashanda. Joseph knows who the sin is utterly against. He is dwelling on the upper. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, Joseph, no, praise God. Joseph refuses. She twists the story to seem like Joseph attacked her. Potiphar now is furious because she told a lie on Joseph. Or anybody ever been lied on? Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You meant good, but the enemy came and twisted the lie. Praise God. Hallelujah. On your life. Praise God. So here, he says, Potiphar is furious and throws Joseph into prison. Potiphar is over everything. He gets mad, throws Joseph into prison because of a lie that was told on Joseph. Joseph had went from the favorite to a slave to being in charge now of a dungeon. Oh, come on, somebody. Everywhere Joseph went, he was being blessed by God. Even a lie that she told on him, it's going to still yet thrust him to his journey. Oh, come on, somebody. When people lie on you, talk to you, and criticize you, and do all matter evil against you, know God still has a plan for your life. I want you to just know that God is moving by his Holy Spirit. I don't want you to go nowhere yet, praise God. I want you to hear the end of a story. I want you to know that in the midst of the fiery furnace and the faith under fire, God is yet with you. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And Olive has to go through three stages, for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you've gone through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. For the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me. feel a beating in the spirit. Happy, yeah. I'm pressing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
My greater is coming. Look out, world, because here I come. Come on, somebody say, look out, world, because here I come. Amen. My greater, greater destiny. Come on, somebody. Greater anointing. Greater, 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 greater. Oh, my God, I give you glory, God, because whatever we go through, when our faith is under fire, know that God is working out some things in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Joseph went through some stuff, y'all. But listen, listen, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going back to the word of the Lord because I want y'all to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today. But listen, it is going to be Pastor Matthew McNeil's birthday on Tuesday, y'all. Come on, let's give God a shout for the man of God. Amen. He will be celebrating the birthday, amen, on May the 26th. And listen, y'all, it's going to be a double bubble, praise God, because why? Amen. We got married on his birthday. So therefore, 8 years, amen, hallelujah, we'll be married on Tuesday, and we're going to celebrate double, amen. We're going to celebrate his birthday, and we're going to celebrate the anniversary. I know he probably said, I've been cheated, praise God, but that was his plan, amen, praise God, that we get married on his birthday. So we thank God, amen, for the man of God, Pastor Matthew, keeping it real, McNeil. Let us say happy birthday to him today. We celebrate in advance, and I'm going back to the word.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you.
Amen. We're going to celebrate early. Amen. Praise God. Let's go back to the word, y'all. Hallelujah. Genesis 39, praise God, 21 to 23. It says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. Come on, somebody. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. No matter where Joseph went, God gave him favor. Come on, somebody. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph hand all over the prisoner who was in the prison. He gave him authority over all of them. God was with him, y'all. Joseph's hand, praise God, Hamashanda, whatever they did there, it was God's doing. Come on, somebody. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. I speak over you today, praise God, that the hand of God will prosper you in everything that you do, and you will wear the coat of favor with no attacks attached to it in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, faith under fire, but I'm coming out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out of that furnace. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, amen. While in prison, Joseph gets a reputation for correctly interpreting dreams. God will put something on the inside of you that the enemy going to need. Y'all ain't hearing me, praise God. The chief butler and the chief baker offended the king of Egypt and were thrown into prison with Joseph. Amen. They both had a separate dream the same night. They both had dreams to interpret by Joseph. Joseph was the one that God put the blessing in. The interpretation came true, yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph for 2 years. How many know that, praise God, that you be wanting people to remember you when they come out, praise God, but then they get out and they forget about you, praise God? That's what happened to Joseph. They went, they began to prosper, amen. They got out of jail, but Joseph told them, praise God, don't forget me when y'all come through, amen, praise God. And that's how people do. They come through and they forget about the ones that's in back of them, praise God, that they can reach back and pull them through, but they don't, praise God. So there, praise God, God has to pull you through, amen, to your next place. Somebody say, God is pulling me through. Like the song said, God is pulling me through, amen. You look for man to pull you through, but God sometimes used man to pull you through. So God had to, Holy Spirit, God had to do something in order for his journey to come to fruition, amen, that he will be blessed, amen, at the end, because the dream had to come through, even though he went through some stuff with the dream, but he had to come through. Come on, somebody, say he had to come through. Here we see God working in ways, confronting evil forces. Confronting evil. Now listen to this. When you ever find yourself in a place, amen, praise God, that you're trying to come through, amen, praise God, but always something, opposition is always before you. Listen to this. He said, here we see God working in ways, confronting. God has to confront every evil force to fulfill his plan in your life. But know this, that God will bring to, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, God will bring it forth, amen, praise God, because why? Remember last week he said, my word will not turn back void to you, praise God. He said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of it all, praise God, hallelujah. Here, why did Pharaoh call these people? Because they had most likely helped before. There is an evil realm that controls a lot of things today, but the lack of ability is a testimony that every power is ultimately subject to God. There is no power that's greater than our God. All we got to do is call on the name of the Lord, and he shall deliver us. Come on, somebody, glory to God. Here,
we find that amen, that the butler remembers Joseph and telling Pharaoh about him. Now, after 2 years, now the butler is a butler. He came out of jail. Now he's remembering. So I'm here to say to you today, somebody, yes, Holy Spirit, somebody's going to remember your name, and they're going to bring you out of the bondage that you're in. Praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Everything that's subject to God, God will fulfill his plan in your life. Praise God. Joseph is called to Pharaoh and correctly interprets Pharaoh's dream and counsel. Pharaoh is to prepare for him the fulfillment of his dream. God is using Potiphar to fulfill the dream that he put in Joseph back in, a long time ago. Here, dream one. Egypt will have 7 years of bountiful harvest. Come on, somebody. That was one that he said. And then the next one, he said, Egypt will have 7 years of famine. He correctly told them the dream. Pharaoh places Joseph as second in command of all Egypt. Joseph made wise decisions to store up for the 7 years during the time, praise God. Hey, oh, come on, somebody. Comes in handy in 7 years of famine. Just like, and we was just experienced right now, praise God. Everybody ran to the store, praise God, snatched up all the toilet paper, all the cleaning supplies, amen, praise God. God used Joseph back in the day, amen, to store up some things, amen, for his family. He had to go through the faith under fire for a reason, to deliver a nation, not only a nation, but his own family. Amen. That's why the dream said that they bowed under him, because they're going to know that he was second in command. All that they did to him, praise God, they threw him in the pit. Oh, come on, somebody. They sold him into slavery, threw him in jail. My God, I give you glory. Then here comes a dream that he has. He did it so precisely that Potiphar said, you know what? This man got to be in second command under me. Praise God. The Bible says, Joseph does not take revenge. He didn't take revenge, y'all. Come on. He didn't take revenge or question why he went through what he went into. Because that's what we do sometimes. We question God. Why I got to go through this, God? Why are you taking me through it? But, you know, people say, well, you can ask God those questions. But Joseph never asked God those questions. Why are you taking me through this stuff? I'm a young boy, and you're taking me through an early age, praise God. But how many know that God was preparing him for greater? Oh, my God, I give you glory. Joseph is captured by the upper story where God is working his purpose within the ups and downs in Joseph's story. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, and Joseph said unto his brother, I am Joseph. Because let me tell you something. At the time, praise God, Joseph was 17 years old. How many know that God will make you over that man stand right before you? And they tell you, I didn't even recognize you. You look so good. Praise God. All the stuff that you went through. But you don't look like what you've been through. Come on, somebody. Somebody shout right there. Glory to God. Glory to God. No matter what you went through in life, you don't look like what you've been through. Glory to God. The Bible says, and Joseph said unto his brother, I am Joseph. Do as my father yet live? And his brothers could not answer him, for they was troubled at his presence. Oh, come on, somebody. And Joseph said unto his brother, come near to me, I pray you. Come on near me. And they came near. And he said unto them, I am Joseph your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore, be not grieved, nor am angry with yourself. Don't you be grieved, and don't get angry with yourself that you sold me here. For God did send me before you to preserve your life. Oh, come on, somebody say, God is doing something in my life. He's going to help me to help somebody else. My God, I give you glory. For these 2 years has the famine been in the land, and yet there is 5 years in which there shall be neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you and prosperity in this earth, and to save your life by a great deliverance. So now it was now, not you, that sent me here. Come on, I want you to hear this. So So now, it was not you that sent me here, but God. A lot of times we blame people, but God sometimes sent us in places that we know not of, and we don't even understand. He said, now, it was not you that sent me here, but God. He has made me the father to Pharaoh and the Lord of all his house and the ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. God was at work in a new nation, and God will reveal himself through it. God made provisions through Joseph to sustain a new nation during a famine. The Bible says, and Joseph said unto them, fear not, for I am in the place of God. I'm standing for God. But as for you, you thought evil against me. But God meant it for my good, to bring to pass at this day to save much people alive. He said, you meant it bad for me, but God meant it good for me. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Here, Joseph was God's agent to save a new nation and to bring a new nation to Egypt. Within Egypt, the Israelite grew into a great nation of over 1 million people because Joseph stood for God. Everything that he did, he stood for the Lord. My God, I give you glory. Joseph was 17. 17 was Joseph's age when he told his brothers about his dream. The time, 30 years old. 30 was Joseph's age when he was made second in command over all Egypt. When he was 39 was his age when his brothers came to ask him for grain. He had to come back. You see, let me just say something to you. A lot of times people do you bad, but they got to come back to you because you got what they need. A lot of times, praise God. Sometimes, praise God, they will do you bad. And then when they get sick, they will come back to you. And you have to be the one to pray them through. Or they might need something. But God bless you to be able to be a blessing to somebody else. Even though his brother and them did that to him, he kept his peace. And he kept his peace with God. He moved through. And I could imagine what Joseph went through, y'all. Praise God. I don't know about being in prison. I don't know about being thrown in a pit. I don't know, praise God, of being falsely accused. Praise God, Hamashanda, about the great thing that they did unto him. I know about some things in my life, but I hear, and God said, you know some things in your life, amen, praise God, that you could have sat on the 12th floor strapped down, praise God, rocking back and forth because you don't went crazy. But because of the love of God and the mercy of God, God kept you for this time. Amen, praise God. This is the same thing. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, that God says, praise God, you are here for such a time as this. Your life will speak for itself, praise God. The Bible says 22 years went by from when Joseph was given his dream and when it was fulfilled. The Bible says that 110 years old, praise God, Joseph died. But listen to this. Joseph enjoyed years of living prosperity and peace with his family. God turned that thing. Somebody say, God turned it. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. God turned it, y'all. God turned it. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. How did Joseph acquire and gain skills from his operation? It was during the 13 years he spent in Potiphar's house and in prison. God is training you as he faced the affliction of a rejection, falsely accused, and being forgotten. As he mentioned in his brethren's, amen, the Bible says, and I love it in Genesis 50 and 20, you intended it for my harm. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for my good to accomplish what. Ah, yes, God, I thank you. What is now being done? God is saving many lives through you, praise God. You don't see it yet, praise God. But let me tell you to continue to bless the Lord at all times. Let God be your God, hey, double shanda. Let God bless you, praise God, hallelujah. God is going to do this thing for you, praise God, hamashanda. Glory to God, hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit. God will use our afflictions to bring us forth to our great destiny. Hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you today. When there is a great destiny ahead of you, You may experience a lot of heartache and pain, but remember, great destiny provokes great warfare. But at the end, you will win. Somebody say, I will win. I will win. God is blessing you right now. Hallelujah. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. While you went through faith under fire, there's greatness that's coming out of you. Hallelujah. With that being said, y'all, hallelujah. We bless and praise God for his goodness. We bless and praise him. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. I know my hour, glory to God, is up almost. Praise God. But listen, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. But don't forget, amen, if you want to be a blessing. I didn't put no announcement on. But no, praise God. Hamashanda, glory to God, as we celebrate, amen, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil birthday. Praise God. He will be on Monday night. Amen. You'll fix at 6 p.m. Don't miss it. Don't forget to be a blessing to the ministry that we could keep moving. Amen. Praise God. If you don't know how to do it, praise God, just give me a call at 302-883-9799 if you want to be a blessing to the ministry. Our Cash App is $Anointed222. $ANOINTED222. Amen. Praise God. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, God, that they was blessed, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we learned about faith under fire, what Joseph had to go through, Lord, we know, Lord God, that you have a plan and a purpose for our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, just as you have spoken, God, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all, God. We thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless each and every one, God, under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. God, bless them, God. Move by your Holy Spirit on this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up, God, today. Oh, God, let the heavens open for them, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, pour your anointing upon their head, God. Pour your anointing upon their head right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, fortify them right now, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, give them peace within in their spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Know the Father, God, that you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, Father God, that you will be with us until the end of the world, oh God. And Lord, it is you, God, that's pulling us through, God, in our destiny, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you have not missed a beat within our lives, God, that you will get us to the appointed place at your appointed time, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, as we pray for even our enemies that despise and use us, God, and set all manners of evil against us, Father God. We know, God, that even in that you had a plan and a purpose, oh God, to thrust us into the place, God, that you have desired us to go, God. We ask that you catapult us, God, into new places, Lord God, that the enemy cannot touch us, God. Yay! That the enemy cannot touch us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that you covered us in the blood of Jesus. We thank you that you covered our home in the blood of Jesus. You covered our ministry in the blood of Jesus. You covered our spouses and the mother, and the blood of Jesus. You covered our, yes, Holy Spirit, God, I bless you. You covered our finances and the blood of Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for our jobs. We thank you for all that you're doing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless everyone home, God, that's represented here today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let them not miss the beat, God. Let them continue to encourage themselves, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, but then us faultless before the presence of his glory. Ah, yes, God, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. That the church say amen, 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 amen. Thank you all. I do have a song. God bless you all.
Yourself. Sometimes How many people are encouraged tonight? That's right. Speak over yourself.